Hello, students. We will now start with the second stanza of the poem, We Are the Music Makers. With wonderful deathless ditties, we build up the world's great cities. And out of a fabulous story, we fashion an empire's glory. One man with a dream at pleasure shall go forth and conquer a crown. And three, with a new song's measure, can trample an empire down. Now, in the second stanza, the poet moves from the romantic notion of an artist as an inspired genius to a discussion to what the artists can do. The words used are linked with the nouns of songs and stories created by the artists, demonstrating that dreaming and working are not opposites, but are instead inherently linked. The first two lines highlight the effects of the artistry on the world, acquaints us with the superb imaginative faculty of an artist. The wonderful immortal songs created by the artist's soul are capable of building the world's greatest cities and empires. They are capable of building and rebuilding new cities, new settlements, new civilizations by arousing radical thoughts, feelings, and realizations in people's mind. Out of a fabulous story, they can fashion a glorious empire. This means that the fantasy that comes to an artist's mind can shape up things he builds. It is, after all, poems, stories, songs, paintings, and other arts that mark the glory of a civilization, an empire, or a city. We often talk about artistic height of an empire to judge its greatness. Through the power of imagination, a poet creates mythological stories and legends which the world voluntarily accepts to be the truth. We get to know about the Mughal Empire, the Gupta period, and the Mauryan Empire from the various works of art, the creation of different artists, don't we? This shows the creative tenacity of an artist. It is the imagination of a poet that the great empires are created, which follow the singing of the empire's glory by the entire world. One man with a dream and adequate opportunities at hand can give that dream a concrete structure. He is the one who shall go ahead and conquer a crown. It is the element of fantasy that motivates anyone to move forward. The crown over here refers to an extraordinary achievement, the creation of an artist, his art. The poet adds to say that with new ideas, the artists can trample an old empire down. This is the potential of artistry. The artist can bring more change in people's mind than anyone else. The pen is mightier than the sword. It is the pen of the poet that creates any great empire, and it is the same pen which destroys it. So, it is to the discretion of an artist how the world remembers a particular event at a particular point of time in the history of the world. Thank you, students.